Italy's police chief has admitted that some police units used excessive force during the Group of Eight summit in Genoa last month. Until now, the center-right government of Silvio Berlusconi had praised law enforcement officials for their handling of the street protests. But there are allegations of police brutality, and many European governments are demanding the release of dozens of their nationals still in Italian jails. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Speaking before a parliamentary fact-finding commission, National Police Chief Gianni De Gennaro delivered his statement in a dry, matter-of-fact tone that nearly betrayed the impact of his words.
It is plausible that the guerrilla-like conditions created by violent criminals led in some cases to an excess in the use of force by some units, and in some cases there was unlawful conduct that will be rigorously looked into.
The acknowledgement came on the second day of testimony in the parliamentary hearings. De Gennaro also conceded that there had been shortcomings in advance of the summit to weed out known agitators.
With regards to foreign violent groups, it must be admitted that efforts to prevent them from reaching Genoa were below expectations.
Berlusconi and his government allies reluctantly agreed to set up the parliamentary commission following mounting outrage in Italy and in Europe over reports of police abuse of anti-globalization protesters during the three-day Genoa summit last month. Eight judicial investigations are already underway, but prosecutors' efforts will be made more difficult due to the complicated nature of law enforcement in Italy. There are numerous separate arms of the police, each under their own command, and the 20,000 agents deployed for the summit in Genoa included members of the customs police and prison guards, all of them in full riot gear. A picture is emerging from media reports and video footage that suggests widespread police brutality, particularly following a midnight raid on a school used as headquarters for the anti-G8 demonstrations where many protesters were staying. Witnesses describe young demonstrators face down on the ground as they were kicked and beaten with clubs, dragged down stairs by their hair, and knocked unconscious. Reporters who visited the scene later saw pools of blood and teeth scattered across the floor. Many demonstrators were carried out of the school on stretchers, blood pouring from their faces. 62 people were injured and 90 arrested. Many of them were taken to the Bolzaneto police garrison, where they say they were further beaten by police, strip-searched, denied food, and calls to their consulates and lawyers. Several women say they were fondled by police who spouted obscenities at them. Foreign diplomats who were later able to visit their jailed nationals report that during the raid, many police officers chanted Heil Hitler, sang fascist songs, and vowed they would kill all the communists among the protesters. Four Americans are among those still in jail pending hearings. One of these is Susanna Thomas, a Bryn Mawr student and Quaker from Warren, New Jersey, who was arrested with the Austrian theater group Publix Theater as it was leaving Genoa. Thomas and the 16 members of the group are accused of conspiring to destroy the city. The arrests have created a major diplomatic incident between Italy and the center-right government of Austria. Austrian Foreign Minister Benita Ferrero-Waldner expressed indignation over the theater group members' arrest and their treatment by Italian police. Austrian President Thomas Klestil has filed an official complaint with his Italian counterpart Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, asking for immediate release of the Austrian group. In an interview with the BBC, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said he is waiting for results of official investigations in Italy to determine whether he should lodge an official diplomatic protest against the Italian government. And a long editorial in the French paper Le Monde urged the European Union to foot the bill of all legal expenses of demonstrators planning to sue the Italian government. This would be a symbolic gesture, the paper said, to demonstrate that there's no room in Europe for police brutality. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.